From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Kellogg. Missouri's budget director says revenue is up 3.4% compared to the same time last year. Director Dan Hogg said today the state brought in about $8.1 billion in the current fiscal year through May. At this time last year, the state had $7.8 billion. Revenue in May was up 12% compared to May of 2015. Individual income tax collections increased more than 4% so far this year and more than 12% last month. The state had collected roughly $6.6 billion in income tax. Sales tax revenue also increased more than 5%, from $1.8 billion last year to $1.9 billion this year. Corporate income taxes have decreased 15% this year. The state collected $465 million last year, but brought in only $395 million this year. A new report shows that Black drivers in Missouri are still more likely to be pulled over by police, despite a slight improvement in numbers from last year. The State Attorney General's Office's annual report released yesterday shows that Black motorists were 69% more likely than white motorists to get stopped. That's an improvement from 2014, when Blacks were 75% more likely to get stopped based on their proportionate share of the driving age population. That was the highest disparity since data collection began in 2000. The August 2014 killing of a Black teenager by a white police officer in Ferguson helped bring attention to the treatment of Blacks by the police in Missouri and elsewhere. The new report shows that Blacks in the St. Louis suburbs were again pulled over at a lower rate than the statewide average, but were still far more likely than whites to get stopped. Another University of Missouri dean at the Columbia campus is stepping down. Provost Garnet Stokes said in an email to staff on Tuesday that College of Arts and Science Dean Michael O'Brien is resigning. Stokes said O'Brien is joining Texas A&M University San Antonio to serve as provost and vice president for academic affairs. O'Brien is the third dean in roughly the past week to announce plans to resign. Law School Dean Gary Myers and Kavner Dean Thomas Payne also announced they'd be stepping down in the next few months. The annual mosquito spraying program begins today in Columbia. The Department of Public Health and Human Services partners with Columbia Parks and Rec every year to spray the city's trail with an Environmental Protection Agency-approved chemical for mosquito control. These locations include the MKT and Grindstone Creek trails. A small red Chevrolet truck will drive along the trails Friday mornings from now until September spraying the chemical. Spokesperson Andrea Wayner says there are easy ways residents can prepare for the mosquito season on their own.
One thing that people can do at home to prevent mosquito bites is to eliminate breeding grounds around the home. So empty any water dishes, pails, bird baths, pool covers, wheelbarrows, that sort of thing. Anything where water can sit at your home, dump out the water.
Wayner says to also wear insect repellent and take the time to repair screens and windows and doors so the mosquitoes are not getting into your home. I'm Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News, Columbia.